With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles needed late-game heroics to beat EC Glass 17-13. With GW trailing 13-10 with under 2 minutes to play, they turned to Alex Brandon.
1:48 to play. Covington takes a snap. Hands to Brandon, bounces back to the inside of the five, stretches for the pylon, and he is in for the touchdown. The Eagles answer and take a 16-13 lead with a minute 40 to play.
It was then the GW defense that closed the game out.
Coles will take the snap, drops the pass, going to try to climb. Jaden Nelson gets a hold of him. Coles gets away, but he's not going to get away from Chris Law. Chris Law brings him down back around the 10-yard line, and the Eagles defense gets the stop they needed with 1:06 to play.
GW head coach Nick Anderson spoke post-game about how his team responded down the stretch.
Man, we just got a chance to go out there and win it and go out there and do something great. And, they rose to the occasion. They put a lot of pressure on their shoulders, and they handled it. No penalties on that last drive. That was kind of, we were moving the ball pretty well tonight, I thought. But, penalties would, put us bad down in distances. And, it's hard to recover from those things. Those things are drive killers. And something we really tried to work on is eliminating those mistakes. And they did a great job on that last drive.
Alex Brandon led the way for GW with 108 yards rushing and a touchdown. Cam Stevens made a school record 49-yard field goal in the win. The Eagles are now 2-1. They'll be off next Friday before hosting Lord Botetourt on September 26th. The Chatham football team improved to 2-1 on the season as they beat Smith Mountain Lake Christian Academy 26-19. Chatham head coach Josh Brumfield said it was a solid performance from his team.
We played a pretty solid team that had good fundamentals, and we had terrible mental mistakes that kept them around in the game. We had all that, but we still overcame things. The offensive line really stepped up. It played well tonight, and then obviously Kamaje, just took over. Also, defensively, we pretty much stalled him out.
Kamaje Logan led the way for the Cavaliers as he rushed for 150 yards and a touchdown, while Tamani Turner caught a touchdown, scored a punt return touchdown, and had two interceptions. Chatham will play on the road at Patrick County next Friday. The Gretna Hawks rolled past Tunstall 38-12. With the win, Gretna is now 2-1 on the season and will host Halifax County next Friday. The loss drops Tunstall to 1-2 on the season. The Trojans will go on the road to Cave Spring next Friday. Dan River fell to Bassett 52-14 to drop to 1-2 on the season. The Wildcats will host Martinsville next Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.